Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler, and welcome to the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz, alongside Marco Belletti on the updates, and alongside you, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You're lucky I just saw this post. Otherwise, I was going to start the show talking to you about how I'm having a fat day. You know, some days you think you're losing a little bit of weight, and then it's just like it all came back. But I'm not going to do that because I saw something else that you probably care about. And look, sometimes in radio, we know nobody cares about some of our stories. I mean, hell, listen to this show. I made up the fact that I have a family just to be relatable. That's not true. But we know a lot of times when we're telling stories, you don't care, but you might care about this or you might not. The Detroit Pistons have won again. That's 13 straight wins for Detroit. The Detroit Pistons have won again. As dominant as the Thunder are in the West, the Pistons are really putting together a nice season in the East. They already have more wins this season, parentheses 15, than they did all of the 2023 season, parentheses 14. The turnaround that they have authored has been impressive, just the entry word into what it is. And even if you look a couple years ago, you're like, that guy's a nice young player. That guy's nice. You know, if they could figure it out, if they could play together, they're doing all that. I think what's taken them to the next level even is Cade Cunningham is playing like an MVP. You know, we've talked about these five guys that are all international born, non-American born, and how they could be essentially the first team. All NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Victor Wembanyama. They have to stay healthy. Wemby's out right now. Giannis is out right now. And then we've also known that there's a lot of guys that are hurt this year that have, you know, been able to be on that first team. Or there's guys that have, you know, they're a little older. You know, Kevin Durant's having a nice year. Steph Curry's having a nice year. LeBron just got back. Jason Tatum's hurt. Cade Cunningham might be the one to break through those five rather than anybody else. What they are doing in Detroit is very, very special. So if I did not get to that at one point, I don't know how these 4 hours are going to go. But I do need to mention that at least, you know, a couple of times. So off the top is probably fitting, keeping an eye on what they are doing in Detroit. What they are doing in Detroit yesterday was winning a football game against the New York Giants. And that was sort of the theme, I think, of the day. Teams that are good, teams that are in first place, teams that are in a playoff hunt, just making it a little more interesting than you would like. Now, there's other things to get to. a big game last night where the Rams have kind of like said, okay, you want to talk about your Super Bowl? You want to talk about the AFC? You want to talk about Philadelphia? Maybe not after they lost, and we'll get into that. The Chiefs, you know, the Chiefs able to beat the Colts in what seemed like this era of Chiefs football was either going to be extended, no harm, no foul, or it was going to end last night. Able to extend that, but it does seem like, I would think the theme, and I'll go through some of these games here, was teams that are good, just squeaking by teams that we do not think are good, and the Detroit Lions being one of those teams. I guess I'll also get this out of the way, and that would be sending it over to Carlos Ortiz, as the Detroit Lions beat the New York Giants. I did not realize this, though, until we were looking at the standings. The Giants have that E by their name.
That's right. It doesn't stand for excellent either.
They are the first team to be eliminated from playoff contention with how the NFC is stacking out. They're out. The Titans are not yet out, even though they only have one win. But in the NFC, there's no chance. The New York Giants, there's no possible way they can make the playoffs. You've talked about not liking when seasons are over before Thanksgiving. I think you kind of said that in a... I don't think you actually meant like this. Oh, no, the season's over. You cannot make the playoffs before Thanksgiving. So from one fan to another, fan is short for fanatic, my condolences to you on another lost season.
Well, no, today's a great day. I don't care that the Giants got eliminated. My seasons are usually over before Halloween. The defensive coordinator got fired. This is a joyous occasion.
Right. That's right. There was a few firings across the league, including your defensive coordinator, who, off the top of my head, I'm going to guess is Shane Bowen?
Shane Bowen, a.k.a. Shane Terrorist.
Jeez, okay. It doesn't really roll off the tongue there.
But... sure doesn't, but he's a terrorist, so that's what I went with.
So where is the, what do you, I don't know, man. I've complained about the Packers over the years, but I don't think I've ever even seen them be 2-10. I don't even know what I would do. How do you watch this team?
You just watch it with no soul. I was watching this game yesterday with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter knowing they were going to blow it. It doesn't hurt anymore. You don't feel anything. The only positive is that I could probably go see Commanders and Giants for like $60.
Yeah, see, there is a silver lining. And that is that it is cheaper to go to the games. We'll talk about the Detroit aspect. The other thing I wanted to get to with the Giants was one of the sequences that I think people were talking about. The Giants were up 27-24. They milked a bunch of time off the clock. They got down to the Detroit 6, and it was 4th and goal with 2:59 to go. So it's 4th and goal. So think about that. You're up 3. It's 4th and goal. There's 3 minutes to go. Most people would kick a field goal to go up 6. The Giants went for it. They did not get it. I know that in the grand scheme, it doesn't matter because they're bad, whatever. I am glad to see them go for the win. However, when teams go for the win, it does seem like they lose. The Rams went for a win on a Thursday night. They lost a game to the Niners. The Giants went for the win here. They lose. And then the Packers, the one night I'm saying, oh, they're playing not to lose, they tie the Cowboys, and that right now is benefiting them to be ahead of a team like the Lions. Could you have an opinion on that play? Or, again, are you too disconnected from even pontificating about the specifics of it? That question was to Carlos Ortiz.
I totally was not listening. My bad.
What are you doing?
I have a guest here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Please. I would love to answer your question. And I have all my two ears on you.
I'm cool too. I also have guests here. I got people watching me. I got a couple of kids from the charity down the street. Hey, yeah, we're on air. Yeah, you know, I'm cool too. The fourth and goal that they went for up three. Did you have a problem?
No problem with it. No problem with it whatsoever, because you know this defense was bound to give it up. You try to get the touchdown, you know, you go up by 10 points. You know, if they drive down, obviously it's a two possession game. They need, you know, to get it into the scoreboard twice, whether it's a field goal and then try onside kick it or touchdown and onside kick it. I mean, because time was against the Lions, you had to go for it. So I actually applaud the decision. I didn't have a problem with it because fans are like a completely Monday morning quarterbacks. There was a couple of years ago that Tom Coughlin, who's won two Super Bowls with this team, similar situation. He took the 3 points. You know, they kicked the field goal, and they were up by six. I forgot who they were against. I think it was either the Cowboys or the Eagles. It had to be a divisional game. Well, the team went right down the field, scored a touchdown, and ended the game with the walk-off PAT. So, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I mean, to take a 10-point lead, I totally get it. You have to go for the touchdown, go for the win there. You can't trust this defense. You've seen them blow five different games where they had at least a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. So, you know, I applaud it. It didn't work out, obviously. I would have liked to see better play call, especially on second and third down. But, you know, you have to take your chances there.
Yeah, I think so. This play, again, in the grand scheme, I think people caught wind of it or maybe saw it on Red Zone or saw it on a highlight or have read about it by now. But again, the Giants were up 27-24 and they had a fourth and goal and they went for it and they did not get it. And then the ball got back to Detroit and Detroit was able to take the ball down the field. And eventually this game went to overtime. So this game went to overtime, and then the Lions were able to stop the Giants, and then they won the game. So in the fourth quarter, because of the downs, the Lions were able to get the field goal and take it to overtime, and then they scored right away on a run to Gibbs, and then the Giants, they weren't able to do it on the other side just to get the timeline order right in that. So, yes, it did not work out. It did not work out. The Lions scored. The reason that I want to bring this up, even though the play may be meaningless for where you I think the play did not get talked about as much as it would have, obviously, if this happened in Chiefs and Colts, or if it needed to happen last night in Rams and Buccaneers, or even Eagles and Cowboys. You know, a game that more of us had eyes on and a game that had bigger stakes. This game had big stakes. The Giants lost. They're eliminated. There's a draft order that they're keeping an eye on. The Detroit Lions are trying to hold serve in an NFC North where the teams that they're chasing both won on Sunday. So, yeah, the fate of the 2025 season, there is a lot at stake with this singular play. So I'm just thinking that some people are dismissing it because of the game and it was the Giants and whatever. But I am glad that it happened. I'm not glad that it didn't work out. I'm not glad that it didn't work out. A lot of times we will see how something works and then we will determine if the process was good or bad based on the result. And I understand, like, what else is there? What else is there? I mean, why wouldn't it be what the result is? If you try something and it doesn't work, like, remember when they were inventing electricity? Do you guys remember that? You remember? But if it didn't work, they didn't have electricity. Well, the process was good, but you don't have that thing. You don't have it until the process is actually sound. So I do get the notion of that sounds crazy. But that's a singular thing. We're talking about long-term percentages, odds, over the course of time. And I still go back to this. I am not somebody who thinks it needs to be gut feel or bust. And I am not somebody who thinks that analytics are the only way. And I think a lot of people feel like there should be a nice merging of the two strategies. But I think it's even simpler than that. I think it all comes down to one little question. One little theory. One little idea that you need to ask yourself in your head before you go on and do the thing that you are thinking about doing. You need to think to yourself, self, what does the other team not want me to do? What does the other team not want me to do? That is what I do. And that would be my guiding principle if I ever was an NFL coach. I've accomplished a lot of things in my NFL career. I've been a credentialed media member of an NFL game. I've gone to more than half of the stadiums in the league. I even own part of a team, the Green Bay Packers. I'm a part owner. But I have not yet been able to be an NFL head coach. And if I ever do get that honor, or perhaps with this trajectory that I'm on, when I get to do it, that would be my North Star. Because if you're the Lions and it's fourth down and you're down 27-24, you want the Giants to kick a field goal because you know your offense is good enough to score a touchdown. You want them to kick a field goal. You want them to not go for it, because if they go for it and convert it, they're going to run more clock, or they can go for it and score, and then you're down two scores. You don't want to be down two scores. You're down one score. You want to continue to be down one score. Now, the way it played out, again, we don't know that at the time of the decision. The way it played out, aren't the Lions glad that the Giants went for it because they stopped them, and then they got a field goal, and then they went to overtime. Yeah, that is how it worked out. That is how it worked out. You can't always know that. You can't always assume that. I would just live on the philosophy, do what the other team doesn't want you to do. Now, I bring this up also because it did not work. And like I mentioned, there was the play against the Rams where it did not work. The Rams against the 49ers. So I'm watching these teams as I've criticized the Packers for playing not to lose many times this season, and they did it again yesterday, I think. But they're 7-3-1 because they played not to lose. They ended up tying. The Lions were the benefit of a team that played to win, but then they lost, and so the Lions got the benefit, but they're still behind Green Bay because they were a team that played not to lose and then didn't lose. All these other teams that are playing to win, it seems like over the course of the year, they are not. They are not winning. So just a lot of discussion, and really maybe not enough around that play, but I do think it's important to just kind of bookmark that one. Bookmark that play, because we will see something similar like that again. Carlos had an example before, but we will see something like it again. And it will be in a bigger game, and it will be when more eyes are on it, and it will be a playoff game where someone's going to be up three with 3 minutes on a fourth down and goal, and they're going to choose to either go for it or kick the field goal. You got to think who the other team is on the other side. If you kick the field goal and you're giving Patrick Mahomes the ball with 2:59, you're going to be criticized for that. Well, the Lions are, you know, especially at home, kind of in that same regard. So I don't discount the process at all. You know, I know, you know, Mike Kafka takes over and he's trying to win this interim job, and you're like, well, is this even going to happen? But they've lost now the two games to the Packers, to the Lions here. They've lost by one score to teams that are in the playoff race. Kafka's making decisions that I think do look good, you know, in the front office, win or lose. The defensive coordinator gets fired. Kafka says that's a me decision. So if he is given the reins here to put his stamp on this team for the handful of games they have left, the five games they have left, he's at least, you know, going to do with this opportunity everything that he can. I applaud the decision. It did not work. I applaud it. You know, sometimes it's not going to work, but I think if you, over the course of time, play to win, you're going to win more than lose. If over the course of time you do what the other team doesn't want you to do, you're going to win more than you're going to lose. What's unfortunate is that it is not a guarantee. It is not an end-all be-all. We don't know how things go if they just kick the field goal. So there is going to be room, as always, to second guess when it does not play out the way you would hope. So that was one game. Detroit, able to get by a team that they should have beaten probably by more than just the 7 points. Spread was bigger. They should have beat this team by more. But as I've been saying throughout the, really the last month for sure, throughout the season, but hammering it now, is you can talk about moral victories and pretty victories and all of this. Nothing matters. That first word after before victories doesn't matter. Victories. Who won? Who won? The Bears, the Patriots, the Lions, the Seahawks, Jacksonville. All in games they should have won. All in games they barely won. All in games that they won. And we'll talk about some of those coming up here in a little bit. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We shall return. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
That's the Lions Radio Network. They've got a new sound mixer on their Christmas list this year.
Hopefully. If they were not on the naughty list.
I mean, they didn't seem to sound like they were in two different stadiums.
Sounded like they were in two different countries.
I know.
Sounds and they were definitely working remote. I mean, Lomas was stepping all over the call there.
Are we out of the days of remote broadcasting? There's some people that still do remote. The thing that I've seen now that's the big issue is nobody's sending beat reporters to, like, the far road trips. Who was it? Was it the Pistons? There was a team where there was, like, one writer on an NBA trip, and it was just the team guy for the website, and nobody else was there, and... Oh, I think it was the Timberwolves. I think it was Chris Finch.
Didn't the Blue Jays like stop sending their crew, their broadcast crew? Like they all went remote.
Yeah, that might have been them for a while.
It was just for road games, though, if my understanding.
Yeah, and then now there's some teams that are trying to pass off the TV, local TV feed as their local radio feed, which is, it's totally different.
Insane, yeah.
It is totally different. Cannot do it. Just taking a look at some of these teams, the Detroit Lions getting a big win over the Giants, some of these teams that just escaped with victories. But again, that is all that matters. Jared Goff, 28 of 42, two touchdowns in that game, one to Jahmyr Gibbs, one to Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, Goff had a good game. St. Brown had a nice game, 9 for 149. Even on the other side, Wandale Robinson, 9 for 156. Even Jameis Winston, he had 366 yards, two touchdowns, and then he caught a touchdown pass. But Jahmyr Gibbs, clearly the star of this one. I mentioned his receiving touchdown, 11 for 45, 15 carries, 219 yards, and two scores. You know, there used to be a time, this is just a real niche complaint, there used to be a time where if you knew the Lions were going to rush for 237, that was getting split between Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, and you could play both in fantasy. Jahmyr Gibbs has completely taken over the alpha dog status on that team for sure. Ben is in Milwaukee, getting in while the getting's good. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight? Man?
Hey, good. How are you? Good to talk to you. You know that.
Good. Good to hear from you. Good to be on the show. I want to expand on the topic of winning the game on the last play or nearly the last play of the game. I think that the implications of winning a game instead of kicking the field goal can give you an advantage in the playoff race, in the standings, and even further for the entire season. And you have that mentality then that you're going to play to win the game. You're putting the fear in your opponent that you have the edge. And once you achieve that first step, you're playing with house money. And I think that's a huge thing that could be game-changing in the NFL.
I do feel like anecdotally, I think this happened to the Raiders this year, just like teams that go for two at the end of the game. Don't you feel like they don't get the two more than they do get the two and walk it off? Or is that maybe I'm just thinking of, you know, just a few examples. But I wish I could see these teams get paid off on their bets better than, you know, because I think they're doing the right thing. But then sometimes they don't get rewarded for it.
Yeah, but like you were saying too, electricity comment, fourth down, 3-point line, whatever. We didn't have the data, now we have the data. The way that the NFL is moving in society and just as a viewing sport, everybody wants to see the last play of the game. They want it to come down to the wire. And if you can be that first team that figures out how to win that game consistently on the last play of the game, you change the game.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, good to talk to you, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good night.
Ben in Milwaukee, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I still think it's like do what the other team doesn't want you to do. Minor example of that in the game tonight, and this is one that I always have a hard time with. This is one I have a hard time with. So this happened tonight. Right now, the Panthers are down 20-9 to the 49ers. The Panthers' offense has been dismal. They did get a touchdown. The Niners' offense has not been good either. Purdy had three interceptions in the first half. But they're figuring it out better than the Panthers. I mean, both of the offenses have played pretty poorly. Maybe just better talent on the Niners side. But the Panthers scored a touchdown to make it 17-9. And then they kicked the extra point and it was good. 17-10. But there was a penalty on the Niners. So then the extra point gets moved up to the one if you take the 2-point try. So on an extra point, it's a 37-yard kick. If you elect to go for two, the ball would be at the two. But then, if there's a penalty, and you want to kick it again, if you missed, I guess you could move it up 5 yards and make it a 32-yard kick. But it does seem like teams all the time will say, no, well, then now we're going to go for two. It's obviously not 5 yards, but it's half the distance to the goal. And so they went for two from the one, and then they missed. And this, again, this might be even more of a niche thing. But I don't like when teams do that. If you're going to go for two just because it's at the one, then you should just be going for two when it's at the two. I don't think the 1 yard is so game-changingly obvious. And I also don't think one is, yes, we're going for two, and 2 yards is, oh, no, we're not doing that. If you want to go for two, go for two. Otherwise, you've already scored the point. Take the point. When there's a field goal and then there's an offsides and you can, yeah, you take the 3 points off. And again, this is anecdotal. And if anybody wanted to look up the stats for us, we would encourage you to do better things with your time. We could do it if we really wanted to, but it does seem like a lot of times when they kick an extra point, make it, there's a penalty. Oh, okay, we're going to go for two instead because it's from the one instead of the two. I mean, how many times do they end up just taking a point off the board and then having to kick off? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We will get our Bulletin Blitz coming up, go through more of these games, and start to get a hold of a lot of these games. Very busy weekend, as you know. But right now, an update from Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Unbelievable.
The biggest voices in sports.
I have to look in the mirror and act right. I have to be a better owner.
The heartbreak.
This team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
The celebrations.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It's the Bulletin Blitz, your audio of the day segment here on the Bart Winkler Show. Gobble, gobble, everybody. You can almost taste that Thursday. Try that again. You can almost taste that turkey. It's Monday, November 24th, 2025. Mentally, I am already on Thanksgiving. Bart, let's go ahead and start with the more intriguing game despite the record, where there was four wins between these two teams, and that was the Cleveland Browns and the Vegas Raiders, who should still be in Oakland. But the Browns wound up motorboating the Raiders. 10 sacks, 24-10 over the Raiders in Vegas. Shedeur Sanders, lots of hype surrounding this. Wanted to see what he can do. 209 yards, a score. And he threw a pick in his first career start. Hey, those are, those pretty solid numbers. There was a couple of times, though, that I was extremely annoyed. The Wildcat formation with Quinshon Judkins, two times it worked. He got two touchdowns. Let Shedeur be in there, man. Come on, he's got to learn how to figure out a red zone offense and run it. Or red area, if you want to call it that. Here's Shedeur. Talked to the media yesterday, and he pointed out that his performance was only just after 1 week of practice.
It's amazing, off of 1 week of practice, This 1 week of practice. So imagine, what a full offseason looked like. It get dangerous. But it's just a 1 week of practice, so I'm just truly thankful, that everything happened.
Shedeur had a lot to say after the game.
Sure did.
Talked about his teammates. Talked about the effort to win that game. But he also said that. And now is the time where I would tell you the problem that I have with what he just said. The issue there is it's a little 404 file not found, because I don't have a problem. I haven't had a problem at all with any time that he's been confident. This is a confident young man. And too many people... See, I saw somebody... somebody had a comment about why are the Shedeur supporters so loud? Why are the Shedeur supporters so loud? Just to match the volume of the people that are trashing Shedeur. So we'll have more to talk about with Shedeur Sanders and this start and what it means. And he's getting another one. And the way that Carolina's looked tonight, I'm sure he'll look better against the Niners than Bryce Young has. But the other thing we got to talk about is that the Raiders are ass. They are terrible.
Yeah, and so, you might be onto something with Pete Carroll being one and done. I can't imagine that they continue this.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They can't continue the way that this is putrid. Someone's got to get fired. Chip Kelly, by the way, the Raiders and Chip Kelly have parted ways. Nice way of saying he gone. Let's go to the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Cowboys overcame a 21-point deficit to beat the Eagles. This game looked like it was over early. Well, the Eagles offense predictably stalled, 24-21. That was your final in Dallas. Dak Prescott drove the team almost 50 yards to set up a game-winning field goal from Brandon Aubrey, as I needed those points for my fantasy league. Thank you for that. Cowboys won back-to-back. Jalen Hurts, he threw for almost 300 yards, but took a bad sack late in the game, and their four-game winning streak is kaput. Let's hear from both Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, and then Eagle quarterback Jalen Hurts. Jerry Jones said the Cowboys, even though they won, got to stop getting so down early. And Jalen Hurts on the other end, we got to figure out a way to close these games.
Everything we've got, we seem to make it hard before we got it all day. And that needs to, they'll be the first to tell you we need to not make it so easy for the other team. But they took advantage of it. We got behind, but more to that defense's credit. That they kept that bunch in check.
We got to find a way to finish the game, and we got to find some consistency in what we do. Definitely tell the two halves, but in the end, we didn't play a complete game as a team. And today it got us. You give a lot of respect to Dallas and their team, how they competed.
Big win for Dallas. They're now up to a 14% chance to make the postseason. Hey, they are probably a lock, though, if they win out. So if they went out, but they have the Chiefs this week, and I don't know what's going to happen, but with the Cowboys winning and the Chiefs winning over the weekend, it does at least make the Thanksgiving game more interesting. It's almost like a loser leaves town match is what it is. because both of their hopes are slim. I think the Chiefs are closer to 50-50, and we'll talk about them, of course. But yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of intrigue because of that. There's probably no result that I'm happier with in all of football this weekend, because if the Eagles want to sulk and be sad and complain and be like, what's wrong? We're broken. Then they need to start losing.
Yep.
And they finally just did. So now we can talk about the Eagles. They've wanted this. Like I said, they are the garbage song. I'm only happy when it rains. That's Philadelphia.
That was funny. All right, the Los Angeles Rams.
Things you laugh at, I don't get it.
It was funny, all right? You know what? Then it wasn't funny. Go scratch. The Los Angeles Rams destroyed the Bucs. This game was completely a snooze fest in the second half. It was pretty much over in the first half. 34-7 was your final score. Baker Mayfield literally got beat up. Got a sprained AC joint in his non-throwing shoulder. Rams raced out to a 31-7 lead at the halftime, and they were able to just, you know, hit the alarm in the second half. Matt Stafford, your leading MVP odds for favorite. He passed for 273 yards, three scores. Devontae Adams, touchdown merchant, got two of them. Rams are first place in the division at 9-2. Baker Mayfield, horrible game, 41 yards, one score, two picks before leaving with that aforementioned shoulder injury. Let's hear from Devontae Adams and Todd Bowles. Devontae Adams, receiver for the Rams, saying his quarterback's playing like an MVP. And Todd Bowles, head coach of the Buccaneers, says they got to do a better job of protecting their starting quarterback.
I mean, he's playing like the most valuable player in the league. I mean, you can see it in the numbers, the way he's taking command of the huddle and the offense. You know, the way him and Sean put things together and worked, you know, throughout the week together to put together a good product for us. Just all around. I mean, he's a great leader and obviously knows how to put points on the board and keep this offense moving.
Obviously, we got to protect them a lot better. Not the ideal situation to be in when they got a big lead and they got their ears pinned back every play, but, you know, he performed well under pressure.
The Buccaneers had a net of 70 yards passing, if you factor in the sacks. And, yeah, things did not look good for Baker Mayfield at all. And then when Teddy Bridgewater got in there, I mean, they both got sacked twice, but it just felt like he couldn't do even anything. I mean, he got beat up even harder than Baker did. And I thought at one point he might have to come out even as well. So really tenacious bunch on that defensive side for the Rams. And I think a lot of people are looking at them as a Super Bowl contender. You want to sneak in one or?
Yeah, let's
get
one more in here. How about the Steelers? He's asked, yo, what's up with your quarterback next week?
I anticipate him being ready for next week. It was a prudent decision to make. You know, certainly it wasn't a fluid week for him. It was a fluid week for Mason in terms of reps and so forth. And so I think it'll be in our rear view as we move forward. I'm hopeful of that.
That, of course, Mike Tomlin talking about Aaron Rodgers. We'll get more into that game at some point. The Niners are about to win also. So I guess we could talk about that game at some point. This is a Monday. This is a Monday show. So we're going to keep talking about the games that happened. So stick around and join us, won't you?
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.